You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. If you're just joining us, welcome to the program. If you're picking us up for the second hour, welcome back. Hour number one was tough, man. It was tough. It was tough to listen to. But I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you stuck it out, because those are things we all need to know and our loved ones need to know. If you're sitting on the fence, that will sway you. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Second hour, joined by Rob Pincus and Mike Janich of Best Defense. I'm doing a million things here, guys. Before I bring you back in, I apologize. And we have a call from Dave down in St. Pete, Florida, who has a good question. I see Blinken here, and I'll turn it over to those guys in just a couple seconds. I want to welcome, boy, Texas. Whoo, hang in there. I'm looking at some notes here. I don't want to give this one away yet. I'll wait till next week, or you can check out armedamericanradio.org for this. Michigan, another one coming. Let's just say it's a pretty good-sized city in Michigan. Hopefully we're going to see you there real soon. It's looking very, very good to join East Lansing, Michigan, up there where we currently are right now. Glenwood Springs, Colorado, KGLN, welcome to Armed American Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us, I promise you. Silt, Colorado, KNAM, you're on the broadcast. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Salt Lake City, you're coming. And there are some other ones just lining up. So hang in there. It's very humbling. I want to thank everybody for their support. This program is the march, the freedom march across the country is relentless. It's really good to see it happening as we pick up city after city after city. And Salt Lake, really good to have you coming in. Hibbing, Minnesota, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. And because of time and because of the power of tonight's broadcast, I want to go right to our guests. First thing, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARMark. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is having some phone difficulties. We've been having a little technical problem. George, I know you're listening. Feel free to call back in. We have a line holding for you. If we can get you in and get the phone thing worked out, we'll keep you on for the next 2 hours, my friend. And let's welcome back Rob Pincus and Mike Janich from Best Defense. It's great to have you guys on. Powerful stuff the first hour. Let's carry it into number two. Rob, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was on my end or your end, but I am now back.
There you go.
You know, I think that one of the things that we have to realize, as much as we like to talk about gear and the guns themselves, of course, and the taser or whatever it may be, it's all about making that decision to act, you know, not thinking it won't happen to you, not certainly thinking it can't happen to you. And as you mentioned, like this situation down in Florida, it's not what neighborhood you live in or, you know, what you do for a living that determines whether or not somebody else chooses to pick you as a victim.
You know, this is something, Rob, that we could just go on and on and on about. And I've got a couple emails about the topic tonight that we'll read. This is powerful and people are enjoying hearing it because it is so real. And Mike, I think about you a lot when I look at what happened. And, you know, like I said, I got a phone call from a buddy of mine down there in Tampa who said, hey, you need to Google this up. There was your street was on the news. Now, let me set this up. This is an area of Florida, and I know we've got Dave on the line. We'll bring him in just a second. He's in St. Pete. I'm sure he knows where I'm talking about. But by all accounts, a very good area of Tampa, you know, the new Tampa area, and they like to call it the upscale suburbs and all this stuff. And, you know, this stuff doesn't happen to me. And you get complacent. I used to, you know, 7-Eleven, open 24 hours. You go out at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you're like me, you've watched Red Eye, Mike. That means you're up from time to time in the middle of the night. Or Rob, you know, you see that program, you're up, maybe let's go get some Cheetos. I'm going to run down to 7-Eleven. And sometimes you get complacent. You know?
Absolutely.
You head out there and you don't really think about it because this is my home. This is where I live. And you don't want to think in your head that something like this can happen to you. Well, guess what? In that area, at the corner of Bruce B. Downs and I-75, when that area was exploding, the Ruby Tuesdays was robbed at gunpoint. There were two attempted robberies and abductions in a Publix, which is for everybody around the country listening, is a grocery store chain in the Southeast. To broad daylight, Wednesday afternoon, two of them at gunpoint. And, you know, you see stories like this. It happens all the time. Mike, in this particular case, we had attempted abductions. Guy was in his car, and he attacked joggers running up and down the street. And he was unsuccessful, thank God. Now, what is a woman jogging up and down the street? And I'm going to assume in this case they were not armed. What do they need to do? What needs to go through their head?
Well, one of the simplest things that you can do is to simply put yourself into a situation where you can maintain a higher level of awareness. So you think of, you know, walking down the street, jogging down the street, whatever. A lot of people will normally go with the traffic flow, which means that you have cars or other people coming up behind you that you can't see coming. Especially when it comes to vehicles, you need to be really concerned about that. By simply changing your pattern and saying, okay, I'm going to go on the opposite side of the street, so as I'm jogging, I'm going to see all the traffic coming toward me. That way you can identify vehicles coming toward you, not only from a safety perspective as far as not getting hit while you're jogging, but also if there is a potential threat, if there's somebody who's trying to, you know, size you up as a potential victim, you see them coming. You maintain your awareness. You put yourself into a situation where you can see what's going on around you. And then trust your instinct.
So your head has to be on a swivel.
Well, what you need to do is again, to be aware of what's going on. You know, the idea of, I'm going to put on my Walkman and I'm going to pretend that I'm invisible as I jog down the street. There's so many people who, you know, with iPods and stuff like that, they're not really using all their senses to be able to be aware of what's going on around them. And it could be, you know, just as easily you walk out in front of a car and get hit. What you want to do is to make sure that you see what's happening around you. So if something doesn't look right, if there's something that, again, makes the hair, you know, stand up on the back of your neck, you trust your instinct and you decide, I'm going to put distance between me and whatever that is. I'm also going to maintain visual awareness of whatever it is. And in a lot of cases, simply being aware and paying attention to what's going on around you is enough to mark you as a hard target.
You better believe it. And I just wrote down one of the things that you said because I want to ask you about it after we take this call from Dave. About trusting your instincts. Dave in St. Pete, Florida, wants to talk about being proactive in the neighborhood. Dave, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the broadcast.
Hey, how you doing, Walter?
Doing great, doing great. Hey, you've got questions for me, Mike and Rob. Go ahead.
Sometime. You're across the bridge from me. We have to get together for a beer sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the, you said you're coming, AAR is coming soon in Florida. Do you have any updates on that?
Not yet. I can only tell you that we're flirting with you down there. So,
okay.
You keep checking the site. You'll see it. We are a little short. We've got about 2 minutes before a break. Dave,
you want to ask
about the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say something. I mean, you know, Rob and Mike both have great things to say about. First off, they can't tell you exactly what to do. I mean, every situation is different. Your home is different. Your area is different. They can give you guidelines, and that's absolutely the way it should be. I think one of the things that they may not have touched on enough is being a little proactive. I live in a neighborhood where the houses are 40 feet apart. And, you know, I'm sitting in the living room. I see a van or a car or whatever go down the street real slow. You know? And especially if I see him come back up the street, well, I get up, I walk down the end of my sidewalk, and I look at the SOB. Let him know that he might be checking the area out, but there's somebody in the area checking him out.
Yeah, and what you're talking about there is a little bit of a neighborhood watch thing going on. And, boy, 40 feet apart, you're in a pretty big neighborhood. My homes, I could pass sugar back and forth between the doors. Mike, how in the world how do we get proactive in a neighborhood like that? Is there any general rule of thumb we can use besides a neighborhood watch or something like that, Rob?
Well, the comment that he just made is perfect, and again, it goes back to that concept of establishing yourself as a hard target. If you're being watched by somebody who's sizing you up, and they're looking at you saying, man, this dude's not paying attention, his head is down, he's not looking at what's going on, or, you know, a vehicle driving back and forth down the street, and, you know, the guy makes three or four...
Mike? Down live radio. Okay. All right.
Keep. We lost Mike, but
yeah. Keep
you,
going
I
there.
Think, yeah, I think his point is exactly right. As was Dave's point, just being really valid on the idea of always being aware of where you can find those opportunities to make a statement to somebody that you're not a target. And that's the kind of thing that Mike Janik was talking about. And I think that's what Dave was leading to. Now, you know, you don't want to harass your neighbor's cousin when they're coming to try to find a place for Thanksgiving dinner, and you don't want to make yourself a target by confronting somebody. But at the same time, You do need to do things. And you know, maybe when we come back from break, we can talk about something that happened in another one of your old neighborhoods here in Virginia Beach, and a way that that neighborhood watch idea or that being proactive idea really could have made things a lot different.
Let's do that when we come back, because you're right. That area, boy, boy, can I tell some stories about that. And we will talk about that. And you said that something happened up there just recently this past week. Let's go into detail about that, and we'll kind of segue that into what Dave asked as well. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Rob and Mike after these messages. Hey, Sean.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
That is the strangest music in the world. Okay, we think we've got the phone issue taken care of. If you heard me say, hey, Sean, back there, that was me talking to the producer, because I'm looking at some screens here, and I saw that we lost Mike, but it still showed he was on the screen. And, hey, that's live radio. Anyway, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We do have George Hill back, too, so we've got Rob, Mike, and George with us. And, Rob, before we went into the break, and I was looking at some screens trying to figure that stuff out, we were talking about you had an issue that happened there and back in my old stomping grounds, your current stomping grounds, Virginia Beach. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was actually a couple months ago. Happened to a very good friend of mine, someone who is as much as anybody on this phone, myself included, thought about these issues and prepared himself. And in fact, he's an instructor. He prepares others for personal defense. And he had an issue at his home, which plays right into what Dave was talking about. Very upscale neighborhood, very nice area, country club type community. He left his house to go to a meeting, saw some people walking through the neighborhood that didn't belong there. They caught his attention. It's actually the detail level of the recollection is important. I mean, he knew he needed to tie his shoe as he was walking out of the house. He realized that. And he actually positioned himself while he was tying his shoe to watch these people, you know, and that's where Mike Janik is talking about trusting your instincts. You know, his instincts went off. His alarm system went off and said, hey, these guys don't belong here. Something's wrong. So much so that he oriented his body and paid attention to him while he was doing something else. And then he drove away. And 6.5, 7 minutes later, his wife was on the phone with him, hysterical, come back to the house. By that time, three armed men had pushed their way through the door, grabbed two of the younger kids in the house and the wife, shoved them in a closet. The 17-year-old that was at the house made the 911 call intuitively, without having discussed it, without having had a family plan. He saw the gentleman coming in from the front door, ran to the phone, made the 911 call. Over the course of that 3 to 4 or 5 minutes, the police response was initiated, and the police had shown up, and the guys had run out of the house. The three armed men had run out of the house, so nobody got hurt. Some things were stolen, and the police response, again, is what saved the day, quick acting on that 17-year-old's part. But, you know, there's an example. And then in the aftermath, you know, we found out that same vehicle had been sitting out in front of the same vehicle that those guys were using had been sitting in front of another house and was noticed as not belonging about 45 minutes earlier. So, you know, maybe the advice that Dave gave as far as going out and confronting the person may not be what we'd advise, but certainly letting your neighbors know, or maybe even just calling the police about that suspicious vehicle is what we need to be doing much more often, trusting our instincts.
You know, first of all, I want to thank Dave in St. Pete for the phone call. He called in when we were having just a little bit of technical difficulty, but we were able to get his question. And so, Dave, we know you're listening. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Rob, that, you know, the area that you're in and the area that I spent some time in down there, actually not far from you, in fact, within walking distance, is really unique in the sense that it's one of those tourist areas that, you know, you see an awful lot of traffic between Memorial Day and Labor Day, that type of thing. And it kind of changes the dynamic, I think, a little bit more than it does in, you know, in the town where I was in Florida that, you know, just kind of all by itself out there. It was all residents. You didn't have any tourists in that area. You go get all the tourists all you wanted. But how does that change the dynamic down there in Virginia Beach? Does it bring more crime to you?
You know, it's interesting. You see a lot more targets of opportunity because you have now exactly where I am and you know, literally, you know, a block and a half from where you used to be. Of course, we've got all these rental condos and the hotels that are, you know, about 20 blocks away, and restaurants and the beach and things that bring people here that aren't here, that really don't belong here in terms of on a daily basis. So the idea of, you know, oh, that car is driving up and down the road slow, well, he's probably just looking for his rental unit and he's got Alabama plates, so it's not that he's an out-of-town guy coming through here. But, you know, again, 3 miles away, we look at that country club community where certain types of vehicles don't drive through there on a daily basis. And certainly people driving around slowly are going to get noticed. And certain types of people, certain dress are going to stand out like a sore thumb. You know, one of the things that we have here is that high traffic volume. But we also have a surrounding mixture of communities. And anywhere people live, you know, like we look at that situation in Oklahoma, probably a pretty homogenous zone. You know, I imagine that her rural area that she was in were probably very much alike, you know, over a course of square hundreds of miles. When you look at the Tidewater area here, or you look at the coast in Florida, you've got those country club communities butted right up against cities, butted right up against interstates that can bring anybody in and out of any community. And we know that, you know, as of this year, more people live in urban areas and live in rural areas for the first time on this planet. And we know that people have to be prepared for people that they don't think are going to be in their neighborhoods, potentially coming to their neighborhoods to make them victims of crime.
I think it's what you're talking about here is the through traffic. Let's phrase it that way, the through traffic. And I liken it to my old neighborhood down in Florida, for example, the through traffic type deal. It always concerned me when I watched, when I bought the house down there, the area was almost unpopulated. It was, boy, you're moving way out there. Now it's the hub of everything in that area. And what always concerned me was you've got the interstate right there, you've got easy access for criminals, and I was proven right a couple of times. Rest area right up the street, perfect opportunity for someone in a stolen vehicle, plant the stolen vehicle at the rest area, commit the crime right there by the interstate, whether it was hit a store, hit an individual coming out of a store, the old Circuit City that used to be there. These things happened all the time. They just didn't like to publicize it, and they are the crimes of opportunity in strategic locations on those through street areas. By the way, we did get an email back from Dave, and he says, let Rob and Mike know this is Hazcat from DRTV form, so you might know who he is.
Oh, we got a lot of locals, so to speak, here at downrange.tv, and Hazcat is certainly one of the regular contributors. We appreciate him calling in, and I'm sure we've got several of them listening out there tonight, so that's great to hear from him.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Thanks again, Dave. Mike, George, we have you back on, do we not?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
That's a beautiful thing. I want to apologize. I think that was our fault, not your fault. So if we have a minor breakdown, hey, you're on with us.
It could be a glitch, or it could be some of the tremendous snowfall that we've had. One comment I want to make about this is simply that we have to know our environments. So many times we hear people say that, you know, they don't even know who their neighbors are. They've never talked to their neighbors. You know, you don't have to go out and make friends with them and take them over a turkey on the holidays or play golf with them. But, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get to know the people who live around you so that when something comes out of place, you know it's out of place. And that's one of the important things about it. A strange vehicle in some areas, or is it just through traffic, or is it tourists? You got to know the vibe of your area by, you know, looking out the windows once in a while, talking to some folks instead of keeping your face, you know, tucked into a computer or into a book, or, you know, your eyes on just the TV all the time. You got to know your environment.
Well, we get focused on what we're doing. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got cell phones, got iPhones, got iPods, you know, got a laptop going, got Wi-Fi wherever they're at. And like Rob just said, you know, we've got a majority of people living in an urban environment. It's tough to get to know your neighbors in an urban environment sometime, especially, you know, with the fast pace of life today. We've got about 10 seconds. Well, a little bit less than that with KISS coming on.
We're more connected with people miles away than we are right next door.
You better believe it. When we come back, I want to talk with Mike about trusting the instinct, because that's very, very important. So stick around, and we'll be right back on Armed American Radio. See you in just a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Baby, we're doing the jig. Welcome back. I'm Mark Walters, your host. You are on the Armed American Radio Network with Rob Pincus, Mike Janich, and the Mad Ogre himself, George Hill, the blog father. Got a quick email here to read. In home defense, is a shotgun better or a pistol? That's from Ed. Man, that's a loaded question, pun intended. I'll defer it. You guys argue it out.
I'm saying shotgun.
George is on the shotgun.
George, shotgun, I have to always straddle the fence of caveat and explanation and exemption and say that it really, really does matter on the individual, the layout of the house. And more importantly, probably the most important thing on the pistol or the shotgun is going to be, are you sitting in a safe room with your family behind you, or is it possible that you're going to have to move across the house and make sure the kids are okay?
That's well, you better believe it.
Well, you know, I like to debate sometimes, but I'm going to argue that a shotgun – is perhaps the most versatile tool for this situation. I don't see any real situation, unless you're in a real tight, confined area with thick, heavy walls, that a pistol would probably be better than a shotgun. The amount of training needed to run the shotgun effectively is greatly reduced. It's simple, it's robust, it's rugged, and it's reliable, and it will put big things down hard. So, you know, from my wife's birthday, I bought her an 870 12 gauge with a side saddle. That's her home defense gun, because she asked one day, you know, hey, I don't know how to run all of these guns. Are you going to show me how to run all these guns? And yeah, one day I will. But in the meantime, here's this. So she got a 12-gauge.
That's a beautiful thing, George. Congratulations to your wife and Merry Christmas. We do say Merry Christmas on this show, by the way.
Absolutely.
Mike, thoughts? Yes.
My thoughts as far as that go, again, it has to be put into context as far as your situation. You know, if you have a female who's capable of working a shotgun and is comfortable with managing the recoil of it and everything, that's great. If you give her a weapon that she is totally uncomfortable with and fears firing, even if she's forced into a situation where it would be appropriate to use it, she might not. Whereas having a pistol that maybe is easier to manage would be something that would be more appropriate for her. Again, like Rob said, having a safe room where you can hunker down and say, okay, fine, I've got my shotgun here. I've done everything else right. I've got all these physical barriers, and if somebody makes it through the front door, makes it through the door of the safe room, then it's game on. I'm hunkered down right here, and I'm going to put them down with the shotgun because it does have a greater degree of stopping power. That's great. If you're in an apartment and you don't have that option, now you have greater weapon retention issues with the long gun. You also have more over-penetration considerations should, you know, some of the pellets fly astray and go through the wall and hit one of your neighbors. So you have to put it into context. Again, just like everything we've mentioned with regard to the Best Defense Season 2, we really emphasize putting stuff into context and figuring out what's right for you. Certainly the shotgun has greater potential, but it may be too much for your situation.
Yeah, and you guys have done some great work on that program relative to that, some of the penetration studies that you've done. It's really good. And you know, I recommend everybody go out and watch that stuff. I've got them all on my DVR. I love it.
Go ahead,
Rob.
It's important to remember that the shotgun, because of that versatility, loading it up for the rhinoceros every time is what's going to lead to those concerns about penetration. You know, and people always give us a hard time when we show the bird shot as being the one that penetrates the least. If you are in that urban apartment and you're worried about pellets going through into the apartment next door, and we're not advocating birdshot as the best choice to stop somebody, but it is the penetration concern option, right? And the pistol rounds we know will penetrate through the drywall just as well. But I'll say this, and here's my big concern when it comes to moving through the house with that long gun. We've had a lot of extreme close quarters counter-ambush classes with some of the best-trained military and law enforcement guys that exist in this country, and we can get between them and the gun. We really worry about the average homeowner trying to move through their house, especially to carry kids around or move around with their family with that long gun in their hands. It's a real dicey situation in almost every circumstance.
Well, that's where you're calling about, talking about, like George said, you know, training to run the gun. That's a great way to phrase it. You've got to learn to run the gun and everything that goes with it. And the birdshot, that was exactly the episode I was thinking about, in fact, you know, with the birdshot. The way my home is laid out, I don't want to go into too much detail. It'd take too long to do. But I'm in a very precarious situation at the top of the steps. You've got master bedroom. You've got two bedrooms on the left. Then you make a right and go down that hallway, and you get two kids' bedrooms. So, you know, at the top of the steps, that's, you know, I'm pistol is where I'm at. I've got both, obviously, and I have the shotgun, but My first line of defense there is going to have to be that pistol just because of the nature of the layout.
And it comes back to, you know, coming up with your plan. And one interesting thing about your shot shell selection, that is an important aspect. And it's just kind of an interesting thing that when Remington did their studies on home defense to come up with their, what they call the ultimate HD load, home defense load, they used BB shot. So just throwing that out there. That's something that can be discussed online and debated hotly amongst all the passionate gun enthusiasts out there. But learning how to run the gun, a 20-gauge, you can buy, and I just told this to my mother just a few minutes ago, you can buy a 20-gauge New England Arms pump gun for about $200, and it doesn't take a lot of training to learn how to use it, but it does take a little bit. It takes some. So.
Well, that thing will rock you back on your heels. I don't care if you paid $150 for it. You better learn how to handle that weapon.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Pardner pump, $200, a little bit of training to get familiar with the gun, how to run it, and have a plan. I think those two things will be really good. And also the
one. I think we lose George again?
I don't know. We probably did.
I think we did. You there?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, keep going, George. Sorry about that. Let's have some fun. Hey, you know what we can do? You want to have some fun with George, Rob, Mike?
Sure.
We've got about 3 minutes before the break. Hey, George, I understand you're going to be in the Nutcracker.
Yes, I am performing in a ballet.
Let's tell the nation, and it is the nation.
With or without shotgun.
Well, you know, every situation is different. I don't want to give away my tactical plan just
okay, fair enough.
But yes, I'm going to be playing the role of the magician grandfather in the Univasion Ballet Company's performance of The Nutcracker. And this is actually the second time I've done it. So I'm familiar with the role and the part, and I can wave my arms around very mysteriously and elegantly, and it's quite the show. If you come out to the Uinta Basin, yeah, you don't want to miss that one.
Oh, no, I don't want to miss it, and I'm hoping, like everything else from MattOger.com, you've got that up on YouTube because I've seen your video. Rob, Mike, I don't know. Rob, I think you've seen it.
I've seen it. You know, I got to say, I really think now there was a lot of good video there. I didn't see anything that I would describe as elegant from George yet. That goes back to last decade. But I will say I don't want to give away the ending because there may actually be some people out there who don't know the ending of Nutcracker. But there's a good self-defense story. There's a good improvised weapon story there, and I think it's worth going to see even if you don't get to see George in it.
Yeah, George, I got to tell you, that's classic stuff, so congratulations. Well, we just wanted to tell the nation about the Nutcracker thing there and follow that up with you're also going to be running for the Utah Senate, too, and that's good. That's really good information, and
we
applaud you.
I am multitasking out here.
That's a good thing. Mike,
yeah.
I keep saying, I wrote down trust your instincts, and it's important. I want to jump all over the board. And here I just got told we've got 30 seconds. I got to look over at my clock. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about trusting your instincts. And I want to put out a little story about what I learned in business over the last 26 years about trusting your instinct and how it saved my life, how it literally saved my life, and what you need to know about trusting your instinct, because we all get that feeling in our gut, don't we?
We sure do.
And you say it. I just had that gut feeling. Well, that gut feeling, folks, is your instinct, and you've got to learn to trust it because guess what? It's usually always right. So don't turn the dial. We'll be back with Rob, George, and Mike in just a couple of minutes, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips,
training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Your gut instinct will tell you how important that is. Mike, I'm directing this directly to you because I asked Sean during the break, my producer, if he would please jump over to you and ask you if you would be interested in sticking around for the third hour. Now, don't feel obligated. If you can, that's great. I'd love to keep you on. If you can't, I understand. And you know what he said? He said, you know what? We're not having any problems with the phones. I'm afraid to touch them. And I said, is that your gut instinct? And he laughed and he said, yes, it is. I said, trust it. So I'm just going to ask you if you can stick with us into the third hour. That'd be great if you can. If you can, I completely understand.
I will stick with you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about that, and I'm going to bring that in. The gut instinct is so vital and so important. I learned over many years of running my own business, and believe me, you make mistake after mistake after mistake. That's how you learn. And eventually, you begin looking at yourself and you're saying, you know, I knew the answer to that. I knew I should have made this decision. I could feel that. I shouldn't have done this, I should have done that. And every human being that walks this earth at some point feels that feeling in your stomach. And you know what? I have learned over the years to trust that because it's right.
It is. And it's one of the things that I think we kind of get out of touch with. You know, again, we've talked about, you know, in modern society, we're so overloaded with computers and Wi-Fi and everything else going on. We're just being bombarded with stuff all the time that we lose a lot of the more base things that kind of make us what we are. And one of those is that type of instinct. And a lot of times, like you say, we'll look at it in retrospect and we'll say, well, you know, I had a feeling about this. I had a feeling about that. What we need to do is to embrace that. And when we're having that feeling, stop, think about it, appreciate it, and trust it.
Yeah, it's little things. Slamming the keys, slamming the car door, knowing your keys are in it, you're going through the motions, but you can't stop it.
Yep.
Oh, man, my keys are in there. Bam. You knew it, but you didn't stop it. Or maybe I should have ordered 50 boxes of that paper. And 2 days later, you realize, man, I knew it. See, eventually you start to learn. And that's a thing that you can do in training at home, just like you're dry firing. You can teach yourself in little mundane things. As you go through your daily lives, I knew I should have got that bologna when I was there.
And also, when you go back to the idea of being proactive, you know, we talked about somebody maybe driving down your street, going slow, kind of scoping things out. You know, what can you do to be proactive? One thing is, again, you can go out there. You can let somebody know that you see what's going on. And by, you know, walking out there with a pad and a pencil and jotting down a license plate number and then watching the reaction of the person that you're watching, just to see what's going on. And that type of thing, being aware of your instinct at that point, or like, you know, in Rob's situation, you have a lot of people in the area who are not necessarily natives of the area. They might be there as part of a timeshare condo or whatever, lots of tourists going around. Same thing, you see somebody driving around, you walk out and you say, you know, hey, can I help you? You're looking for something. See what the reaction is, and you combine that type of proactive, again, it's not paranoid, it's simply just doing something proactive, but you combine that with your ability to appreciate your own instinct, and now you've got some powerful tools to see, you know, if somebody does react in a really strange way, you know that something is up, you take note of it, and you take action.
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, you can still be friendly when you confront somebody, just like you said. Hi, how you doing? Is there something I can help you with? You lost?
Exactly. And that type of thing, when somebody is up to something, is very disarming to them, because now they know that somebody has seen them. They've seen that they're there in a situation where they don't necessarily have cover for you know, a reason for being there. And all of a sudden, they're put on the spot. And that by itself may be enough to cause them to at least not target your area, but go someplace else.
Yeah, great advice. Really, really good, solid advice.
You know, one good tool that a lot of people are carrying around are these little cell phones that have built-in cameras. So if you don't have a pad and paper to write down something, you probably have your cell phone handy. So just snap a picture of that license plate. Or if you see these guys walking through the neighborhood, just snap a picture of them. And, you know, you can act like you're making a call, or you can just act very subtle and casual. It's normal to see people with cell phones in your hand. And just snap a picture. So if anything does happen, you've got a very good record of what that subject looked like or what that car was, and that can be given to the police by simply sending that image over to the cop's cell phone.
Yeah, and George, we've got, and I believe you were on the program when Dave Burnett was on last. Dave Burnett is going to be coming in to talk to us here in a little bit. He's actually interrupting a meeting, and hopefully he can get out of that in time to make the call. But concealed carry on campus. Dave Burnett is the Midwest Regional Director of Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, and this is a fascinating conversation coming up with him, Rob and Mike. You know, there's a lot going on in Colorado right now, and I won't give away the farm. I'll let Dave do it. But the Board of Regents, I believe, in a 7-0 vote, voted to eliminate college campus carry, lawful carry, leaving Utah the only state. And you're talking, George, about, you know, being on your toes, and Mike, you're talking about, you know, keeping your eyes open in the neighborhood. A college campus is a very unique environment for that, because you have so many people coming and going all the time. Yet at the same time, there's these groups of familiarity, correct?
True. And anytime you create any type of situation where you know that people are not allowed to legally carry, you know, for criminals who are not playing by the rules, it's, you know, literally shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, well, the Board of Regents gets the Bonehead of the Week award this week. I'll just go ahead and say that without going into the details, because we have too much to talk about. But folks, you can go in and pick that up yourself and check it out. It's all over the news this week, and David will come in to talk about that. Rob, the situation down in Virginia Beach that you were talking about, is there anything different that they could have done in advance, do you think, to stop that?
Well, you know, actually, in retrospect, there were a lot of things. I happened to be in town that week. I came into town and ended up spending about 3 days, intense days with the family and spending a lot of time at their house. You know, of course, in the private sector, not just on TV, I actually do security consulting. You know, it's been a part of my professional resume for a long time, dealing with executive protection and personal protection issues and hardening the house and the alarm issues and all that. And, you know, things like a full glass entryway door, no panic alarms in the house, you know, no plan with the family, which is the simplest aspect of what we've all been talking about. You know, like I said, luckily that 17-year-old made a great gut instinct, intuitive call and did what really saved the day. But a door with a peephole, a solid, you know, class one metal door with a peephole or a video system that allowed them to see who was at the front door before going up to it and having a gun pointed in their face really would have changed things dramatically there, maybe even hardening the target to the point where they wouldn't have been picked as the victims that day. Obviously, as I said, there was another home 45 minutes before that that wasn't picked as the home to be victimized for one reason or another. So there's definitely things you can do. You know, one other resource I just put up, I'm talking about the gut instincts while Mike was explaining, you know, what we're talking about there. I went to the downrange.tv forum for Best Defense and listed a few books that people might want to look into reading, you know, including The Gift of Fear, which is the classic treatise on trusting gut feelings for personal protection by Gavin DeBecker, and a couple other books that talk about the neuroscience of precognitive decision making and, you know, the way the brain and body work together to protect us. You know, and I cannot overemphasize how important that aspect of personal defense and preparation is to everything we do.
Yeah, people make the mistake. I remember taking some training with Tiger McKee out at ShootRight a few weeks back, and you know, just basic repetition, muscle memory. He said, no, there's no such thing as muscle memory. Muscles don't have memory. You know, it's, and Gavin DeBecker, great stuff. But it all kind of folds together that you've got to pay attention to where you are. I mean, we could just go on and on and on and on and on about this stuff. And I don't know. I could just beat that Virginia Beach scenario to death, because there are so many different options and opportunities and different, you know, criminals are always prepared, guys. Always. And who do they catch off guard? Us.
Well, that's it. They catch people off guard. You have to be off guard in the first place. You know, one of the problems, though, that we have, I think, especially in the defensive community, in the orient, you know, the people that are oriented towards personal defense, is thinking that our plan is good enough. You know, I think that we run the risk of thinking that because we have that shotgun, or because I've got the pistol in the quick access safe, or because I have a solid door and not a glass door, that I don't have to worry about being caught off guard. And that's the biggest mistake. And that's why I posted that list of books. And that's why I think understanding the body's natural reactions to being caught off guard are so important, because that's the worst case scenario. You know, if we can always get into our perfect shooting position and close one eye, focus on the front sight, and control
right.
our breathing when we're shooting, we're in good shape. But that's not what usually happens when people are really in the greatest danger.
No, they get caught off guard. And that's what I was talking. It's not muscle memory. It's mental preparation. You have to be mentally prepared for everything that Mike talked about, for everything that George talked about, for everything that you're talking about. It's all upstairs. You have to be mentally prepared, and it's a combat mindset. Unfortunately, that's what it is to be on your toes. You don't have to walk around paranoid. You've just got to be thinking, and you've got to practice these things. You've got to practice repetition. You've got to practice trusting your gut instinct. It takes practice to trust your gut instinct. So use the tools that you've got between your ears. When we come back after this break, we're going to be talking to David Burnett. Great stuff. Really, really good. Concealed carry on campus, dynamite stuff. Rob's going to stay with us. Mike and George, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Come again now, baby.